Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it is Sunday, April 14th, I guess it is. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. For the past, I would say, 36 hours, off and on, the world has pretty much held its breath as Iran attacked the state of Israel. I have many thoughts I want to share with you, but let me start with this. When people say they hate you and they want to destroy you, you should believe them. People don't talk like that, and they certainly don't act like that unless they mean it. Now, the Iranian regime, one of the greatest sponsors of terrorism in the world, has, for as long as I can remember, talked about the big Satan and the little Satan. So the little Satan is Israel, and the big Satan is the United States. And over the weekend, Iran decided to strike at Israel. Now, the basis for that strike was allegedly the assassination of two top generals from the IRGC, the elite military wing of the Iranian military. And they were assassinated through a hit by, Israel hasn't claimed they did it, but it's assumed they did it, in Syria. The hit was not at the Iranian embassy, so it wasn't Iranian soil, so to speak, but it was at a nearby building. And the seven people who died in the attack were all military. Now, I want to compare that, or I guess contrast it, to the fact that on October 7th, seven or eight U.S. citizens were kidnapped by Hamas, sponsored solely by Iran, and taken into Gaza. Some of them are dead already, that's been confirmed, and some are still held hostage. They were civilians, each and every one of them. Now, in response to that, the arbitrary killing and the terroristic kidnapping of American citizens, the United States did nothing and continues to do nothing. But in response to two military personnel being taken out, who, by the way, the senior general is a known terrorist who has orchestrated some of the deadliest terror attacks against Israel and around the world. So in response to taking out two military personnel in the middle of what is admittedly a war, Israel with Hamas and Hezbollah, and the Iranian Guard in Syria, they decide to lob 300 missiles and drones against Israel. So again, when people tell you that they hate you and they want to get rid of you, they want to destroy you, it's best to believe them. The Israelis believe Iran. They know that Iran means it. They know it's part of a religious zealotry, and it's as old almost as time. In the week preceding what happened on Saturday evening, late Saturday and into Saturday evening and all the way till almost Sunday morning, the Iranian military had spent much of the prior week threatening retaliation against Israel for what I just described. As most people know by now, late on Sunday, Israel was successful in destroying and deterring 99% of the munitions that were lobbed against the state of Israel. They did that in conjunction with several other countries, and I'll speak to that in a moment. But one of the things I noticed on social media is that people are responding today, calling Israel cowards because they're not responding to Iran and saying, really, is the war over? Is that it? I don't know if you've ever read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, or another book called Warrior of Light by Paul Coelho, I guess it is. But if you have, or if you haven't, let me kind of share with you that when you are responding to an enemy and you're in a war mentality, you don't play by their rules, you play by your own. And so I can assure you, Israel will respond, but it's going to respond in its own time, in its own way, for maximum effectiveness. It's not going to be goaded into a response, nor will it be inhibited or prevented from responding because Joe Biden and Anthony Blinken think that they can control Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu was in many ways born for this moment. His entire life, his family history, his grandfather was instrumental in the founding of the State of Israel. His father, a brilliant educator, compiled what is the equivalent of the Encyclopedia Britannica, if you know what that is or was here in the United States. He did that for the State of Israel. Netanyahu himself has served in elite units of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. His brother Yoni was the only casualty in the raid in Entebbe. And if you don't know that story and you don't want to read about it, watch the movie. Netanyahu is very different than Joe Biden. Netanyahu has a moral center, a spiritual center, a religious center, a national passion center for the State of Israel, for the Jewish people, and for Judaism, and also for democracy, for freedom of speech, for freedom of religion, for all the things that a free country allows individuals to do. He is not swayed by the kinds of things that would sway Joe Biden. He is not swayed exclusively by polls and votes, or, I would add, by the accumulation of vast sums in excess of $30 million from foreign countries. And so Netanyahu is going to lead his country to respond when they are in the strongest position to respond. And he'll make that determination along with his war cabinet. One of the things that may have surprised a lot of people is how Israel was able to destroy 99% of what was lobbed at them yesterday. And the answer is the Abraham Accords. The Abraham Accords. Because the historical purpose of Middle East air defense, which is a regional alignment that was created and built after the Abraham Accords, was for this very purpose. It was a regional alignment in order to help countries that stand for some semblance of freedom and lack of terrorism to be able to coordinate to defend against such an attack. At the time of the Accords and immediately following, Benny Gantz was the defense minister. Actually, he was the defense minister in two consecutive governments. And he flew to all the countries of the region and signed security agreements with them, with Bahrain, with Morocco, with Jordan, and with other countries that cannot be mentioned. As part of that alliance, a joint training took place, and air defense systems were sold from Israel, and an American-led, let's call it cooperation, was created that included both training and technology sharing among these countries. A large part of the radars that detected those UAVs yesterday in Israel located them and destroyed them far from Israel's borders before they ever got there was the result of that coalition and that sharing of technology. So let me remind you of something. The Abraham Accords and the coalition that followed that enabled decent countries to fend off a terrorist attack yesterday of a global scale from Iran was the result of Donald Trump's efforts in the Middle East. Donald Trump oversaw the Abraham Accords. Contrary to that, Joe Biden has emboldened and financed Iran ever since day one. Ever since day one of his administration, he has made it possible for the Iranians to continue to develop nuclear weapons. And in fact, right after October 7th, the sanctions that had been in place against Iran expired, and the Biden administration did not renew them. They allowed, right after October 7th, Iran to continue to receive money and sell oil and do everything it needed to do to enlarge its coffers so that it could expand its terroristic actions and its terroristic intents. Israel was only the first step yesterday. Had Iran succeeded, do not kid yourself. Iran is an Axis power along with Russia and China, and it intends, all of them intend, to inevitably take down the United States, either from within, as China is doing, or from without, as Iran, and I would argue probably ultimately Russia, would do. So what happened yesterday? Well, the Israelis prevailed, without a doubt. But it's not the end of anything, because not only is it not the end of their response, it isn't even the end of the attack against Israel and against the West. I'd kind of argue that what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in Israel, is part of a plan, part of an Axis plan, as I said, Russia, Iran, China, to get a feel for what it is the West can do to defend itself, for what Israel can do to defend itself. These people are not going to give up with one failed effort. They are zealots. They are not rational. They are driven by an irrational death cult that they believe in. And they will only feel at peace when they have destroyed the state of Israel and established a caliphate across the globe so that everyone has to live under Sharia law. What happened yesterday, it makes it, I think, 9-0. 9 times Israel has been attacked without provoking anything when they have been the object of external attack by the Arab world. And yesterday they prevailed as they have in every other time. So it's 9-0. You'd think these people would get the point. But kind of like Pharaoh in the Bible, in the Torah, whose ego was too big and whose faith was too weak, they don't. They don't get it. And they won't get it until they're crushed to where they can't get up. We all know how this story ends. You can just read your Bible to know how this story ends. And by the way, I would just like to take a moment and say that, as the Arab world often does, Iran chose the Sabbath to attack Israel. They chose God's day of rest. The Torah says, on the Sabbath, God rested. It doesn't say that on the seventh day, God ceased to exist. And I say that because yesterday, yes, Israel had advanced defense technology. Yes, it had a coalition with other countries in the region who helped to facilitate the warding off and the destruction of the terrorist attack by Iran. But it's more than that. It's more than that. It goes back to the Abraham Accords. It goes back to Donald Trump as president. It goes back to Donald Trump finally, after 7 or 8 presidents promised to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Trump did. The capital of Israel, where the embassy belonged. It's more than the technology, and it's more than the money, and it's more than the training. It's more than any of that. The 9-0 will always be a win for Israel and a defeat for its enemies, because God said so, because God promises it. Yes, I have a dog in this hunt. I'm Jewish. I'm not talking about the chosen people, per se. I'm not talking about that phraseology. I'm talking about a God who said, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. Until there is authority that has a better track record than that book and what's in it, I think the enemies of Israel would be wise to read it, would be wise to understand it, and would be wise to further understand that their end is written. The road may be long and the road may be hard, but the outcome has been predetermined. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again next Sunday. And until I am, by all means, Think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.